As President Joe Biden prepares to leave office, the White House announced a new record. Nearly 24 million Americans signed up for health insurance. Last month, the federal government opened the annual enrollment period on healthcare.gov, providing millions of Americans the opportunity to secure coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The law, originally passed under President Barack Obama, was designed to make health insurance more accessible and affordable. In a statement, Biden reiterated his commitment to improving healthcare access. He said, "I made a promise to the American people that I would bring down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs." He added that expanding access to healthcare has been a key priority throughout his presidency. Enrollment for 2025 increased by 9%, or about 3.2 million new enrollees. Biden said that these numbers reflect a significant achievement, with total enrollment having more than doubled since he took office. Biden also emphasized his administration's ongoing political challenges, particularly from Republican opposition. He noted the work that is still needed to protect programs like Medicare and Medicaid. Biden urged Congress to take action during the current legislative session. "We must ensure Americans have access to quality, affordable health care by extending the ACA premium tax credit this year," Biden said. The tax credit program helps lower the cost of premiums for many Americans. According to the Congressional Budget Office, if the tax credits expire, nearly 4 million people could lose their coverage over the next 8 years, resulting in a significant rise in the uninsured rate. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares his return to the White House, the ACA's future is uncertain. During his first term, Trump attempted to remake the ACA, but was ultimately unsuccessful. However, in a shift from previous positions, Trump says he no longer wants to end the program. Instead, he wants to make it more affordable. The White House expects enrollment numbers to continue to rise. The deadline for Americans to sign up is still several weeks away.